Do you have a piece of wisdom you wish you could share with your younger self? Well, a new book from photographer Kate T. Parker contains 200 vibrant portraits and quotes from boys who embrace all facets of their youth. They're athletes, artists, dancers, cancer survivors, buddies, and goofballs. They're all part of a new photo book called The Heart of a Boy. Kate T. Parker is coming to Raleigh later this month, but she joins me now from a studio at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. The chapters all have descriptors of a boy's heart, such as the heart is vulnerable, joyful, dedicated, kind. Did you have a working definition of boyhood when you started?
No, honestly, it was the thing that I realized is that it doesn't look the same. It changes from boy to boy. And one of the things I wanted to do with this book is I feel like boys and girls are sort of placed in these boxes of this is acceptable, this is not acceptable. And I wanted these images to help expand that definition just a little bit.
It's amazing that in this year at 2019, this still has to be done, right? But now more than ever, maybe.
Yeah, I did the same with my first book called Strong's New Pretty about girls. And I really didn't think they needed this message of sort of acceptance and celebration of self. And I kind of reluctantly agreed just to try a little bit. And immediately, as soon as I started shooting and researching and talking to parents of boys, I realized how necessary this is, how, you know, there's so much vulnerability and softness in boys that those stories are not being told.
I'd like to read a quote from one of the boys featured in the chapter called The Heart is Expressive. It's 10-year-old Eli, and he said, "It's not easy to stand up for yourself and others, but doing it is its own reward." Where did you find these kids?
He goes to my kid's school here in Atlanta, and I just loved, he has red hair and he's kind of standing out and he's got this silly smile on his face in that image. But I was so impressed by the maturity and thoughtfulness that these boys were willing to share with me and how wise they were.
How did you decide what you wanted to include in the book, both in terms of photos and what the boys had to say?
The main thing for me is making sure that I have diversity in the book, and I wanted diversity geographically and what the boys look like and what their interests were, because I wanted any boy picking up the book to find somebody that they could relate to and somebody that inspired them.
Coverage of the Me Too movement, school shootings, and bullying have highlighted patterns of toxic behavior among men and boys. How did that influence the way you approached this project?
There's so many expectations that are heaped on the shoulders of our boys, you know, to be strong, be confident, be a leader, and that you can't be weak, you can't be emotional, you can't cry, and that's unhealthy. And I wanted to be able to show images of boys who are challenging what we think and challenging those stereotypes and show other boys that hopefully this is not exceptional, that you know, this is the norm and trying to shift that paradigm in the way in which we view our boys.
And those stereotypes, they're so one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think when you look through this book, you get to see the, you know, this vast array of humanity who happen to be, you know, young boys and young men. And there are some athletes in there who fit into, you know, what people traditionally would have thought of. But then there's this whole range. And I think it's just, you know, it's welcoming and it's an open-hearted approach.
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely wanted that. Yes, exactly. That full range. We wanted athletes and leaders, but also to show that our athletes and leaders and those boys that do fit into that mold of what's acceptable also show that they can be thoughtful and they can be vulnerable and that those two things don't cancel each other out, that they can exist within the same person.
Photographer Kate T. Parker created the books The Heart of a Boy and Strong is the New Pretty. She'll be at Quail Ridge Books in Raleigh April 30th. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.